Yeah.
He's from the Philippines.
Oh, know. Yeah.
He's from the Philippines. And the mother's from Hilo.
Uh-huh.
But her parents are from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
The father cooks real good.
That's great.
And he loves to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about for tomorrow? Were you cooking?
For tomorrow.
Yeah, you were cooking.
I already cooked. I'm going to put it in the ice bath. Maybe that's how I got my dizziness and all that. Lourdes, go get inside one small plate and go put the cinnamon and the patupat.
Okay. No more package from there.
That's the Filipino candy my mother made. You know, the cinnamon.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know the patupat?
No.
It's a triangle. You'll see what she's going to bring. One is with salt and one with sugar.
Yes.
They have all kinds.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing. No, no, no. Put in the plate, sweetheart. That's one thing. Put in a plate because I'm going to make them eat.
Oh. Take some in.
And that's one thing I like to learn.
How to make the candy.
I can make cascaron. What else I can make? I can make the stone crusher. And
don't forget what the else? Sugar.
No, bring the no need sugar. And I can do one more. But the rest I cannot do it. But I have to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise I won't be able to say I'm completely Filipino.
Not too many people make now, yeah.
No. The younger ones, they don't know.
And the old folks.
Mm-hmm. Only the old ones. Oh, and when they make, it's real ono.
One will go in the rubbish can.
And it's real ono.
They will go in the rubbish can.
Go get the napkin.
Oh, beautiful. And you made this?
No, I told you I cannot do it.
Oh, this? Oh, yeah, this is your mother.
My mom.
This is the kind. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't sure if this was one kind that you could make.
No, go ahead. The stone crusher is easy for make. You know what you do? Yeah. This is the easiest way to do it. It's like peeling banana.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
How you make the stone crusher?
It's just flour, water, add a little bit of sugar, and mix it up into a kind of dry dough. And you kind of, you know, make the dough long. Then you cut it into small pieces. And with the fork, but in the Philippines, they don't believe in spoons and forks, you know. We have what we call the, why don't you give juice instead of water, get juice. And they use the banana, what do you call that? The skin, you know the banana?
Yeah.
The banana tree. Mm-hmm. They pluck that, and you know the banana get scored.
Yeah.
And you kind of, like this, you kind of roll it. And it's shaped like a shell. That's what they call the stone crusher. And it's hard. You deep fry it. This one here is with salt, so you might try the long one. That is called the patupat, and that is called the sinoman. But most people know is budbud. Yeah?
How come they got that name, the other name?
I don't know. I think that's Visayan word.
Mm.
What are you?
No, I'm Hawaiian.
You are Hawaiian?
Mm-hmm.
But you look like you get Filipino inside.
But you are Ilocano?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Pure Ilocano.
My friend is Ilocano too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just love Filipino food.
Mm.
Thank you.
I went to this wedding. Her family, you know. Oh, boy. I never had all Filipino food, you know. Party with.
So ticklish.
Just Filipino food was so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen tomorrow then?
Tomorrow? My uncle and the whole family are coming over, and I guess since the son is playing some kind of game, there's a big group of children that came from Honolulu and play football in Kona. So that's why they came over. So my cousin and her husband, and I don't know how many children she brought, plus her niece and nephews. So we'll be having a full house with this small house.
How many in all, you think?
I think it's, let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, probably 9.
Wow.
9 of them.
Wow.
9 people.
Mm-hmm. But uh-huh. Children cannot eat that much.
Yeah.
The ashtray is in the back of you.
Oh. They're all young?
Yeah, they're all young ones.
Especially when they're excited.
Mm-hmm.
They don't eat.
Oh, good. You still have plenty of family back in the Philippines.
Oh, yes. I have my cousin, my uncle, my nieces and nephews, but no sister, no brother. You see, my mom is a childless woman. My father is my true father. Leave it.
They finish.
Leave it there. And my mom died from childbirth.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is my aunt. But I didn't see the world. I mean, I didn't grow up this way if it wasn't for my mom. So I don't call her auntie, I call her ma.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. From the day I was born, my mom already died. And she couldn't provide me milk.
Mm-hmm.
So my other auntie, my father, first cousin, had a baby 1 year older than me. She was like
the nurse.
Yeah. That's how I got to.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
And I was big already. I was, I would say, about 5 years old when she weaned me. I was still on the breast.
I was only 1 year.
And she provided two. My cousin and I. So, as you know, sometimes you say to yourself, how are you going to repay all of that? And when I was married already and I can earn my own money, I sent her things like she needed. And the funniest one is, I sent her a blanket. And my mom had gone 3 times. Well, for the third time, she wasn't there already because she died.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first and the second trip that they went, she never did bring the blanket out. When she missed me, she take the blanket and she cried over the blanket.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted to see me so badly.
You never go
but
back to
I never made it. Cause she died 3 years before I went. So it was kind of sad.
Yeah, but you go back
mm-hmm.
often.
Well, that was my first trip in the Philippines since 1946. That was way, way back.
1946.
And the houses, well, of course, it's, you know, modern living, but yet not to all people. The only one that you can see that has a better homes is who have their husband in the mainland or in Hawaii. Those houses you can tell already, or in Guam.
Or as if the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are your children doing now, the older ones?
My two boys, this Winston and Herman is in college. Herman is in the second year in accounting. And Winston is freshman in architectural designer.
And where at?
Honolulu Community College.
Just fantastic.
Herman is 19, Winston is 18.
She probably his birthday already.
Okay, this is the other part of it, the research. We have you read this. Everybody reads this. Not the top part, just this.
Is it upside down?
Do I have to read this?
Would you mind?
From here.
Oh, no, from here.
From here.
Yeah.
Until the end?
The end, yeah.
Oh. Last year, my cousin Ella came to Honolulu from Maui. We put her up in the guest room since she didn't have any other place to stay. In fact, we treated her real well. It wasn't bad the first 3 weeks, but after that we started getting nervous. She slept till 11:30 in the morning, then took over the bathroom for a whole hour. She never straightened out her room. It was a mess. Lend a hand sometime, I said to her the other day. Okay, okay, I'm not going to bother you folks after next month, she said. I'm going to find one other place. Another month, I thought it had better be sooner than that. The next day, she got a letter from her estranged boyfriend in Maui. I miss you, he said in the letter. You better come home quick, sweetheart. The next day, she went straight home.